what it is.
This is
the Macho Man Randy Savage.
And this is
Hard Factor. And there is no one that does it better.
Right now, yeah.
Nobody does it better.
I ain't repeating myself. Go ahead, tell me something right now.
Yeah, and I'm living a nightmare. And
I'm not a racist. And I'm always cheering.
Oh, yeah.
Episode 1064 of Hard Factor. It is Thursday, October 20th, 2022. Thank you for cheating on the news with us today. Wes is taking us back to school, Rodney Dangerfield style, in the cup of coffee in the big time.
Got a couple school stories. That's right.
Oh, nice. What else in there? Is it all
back
school?
To school?
Back to school.
The triple Lindy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on. Is he going to do it?
What a dive. What a dive for the triple Indies.
It was a great dive.
Yeah. It's going to be, yeah, it's
we'll school.
Some room for some discussion today.
Back to school.
I think.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Back to school discussion. Mm-hmm. Perfect. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Back to school discussion in October. 1 month after, well, people are in school. So there you go.
That's good.
Mark's got a very interesting update on sex work on deck.
Yeah, it's actually a pretty stressful topic, but I'm going to take my CBDs right now.
Oh, good. The stress complex. That'll work perfect.
Real chill in about 10 minutes.
Nice. And I've got a little business yin and yang to close it out. So good and bad. You know, everything is in balance in the universe, the yin and the yang. I don't really know what that means. It's the symbol. It's on the Korean flag, right? South Korean flag.
It's like one's like this and the other's like this.
Without the other.
There you go.
They balance.
Yeah, balance. It's like Thanos. Also, don't forget, follow Hard Factor News and Hard Factor Highlights on YouTube. And you need to do that before this Saturday at 9 a.m. Eastern because you need to watch the meeting of the boobs this Saturday. It is, before we play the trailer right here, guys, just give your thoughts. I think it was probably one of the best interviews we've ever done, period.
It's my favorite by a mile. I mean, I don't know how everyone else is gonna like it, but if they like it how I liked it, it's the best interview they'll ever see.
Yeah.
It worked out well.
It certainly did. Wes, you set it up, and it's with Madison Fox, so it's another person in the big boob world, and we're trying to get to the bottom of all these big boob controversies, and you'll see what happens in this little teaser right here. I'm gonna play it, guys. Thanks, Eric, for preparing this. Mm-hmm. What's that?
Big boobs.
Is that a T-Rex?
Oh, it's the water from Jurassic Park shaking in the car.
Yeah, it's waking us up.
What's that?
Waking up everybody in the car.
Timmy's putting on his night vision glasses.
What could it be? What could it be? Zooming in.
Oh! It's two giant boobs.
All right, welcome to the show.
Model, streamer, content creator. Madison Fox, sorry, a little tongue-tied.
Yeah.
We thought that it would be great to have a little meeting of the boobs, if you will. So
yeah.
We invited Tammy on the show so that you two can meet. Maybe we can put all of our boobs, heads together and figure out how to rid the internet of this Jody Juggs once and for all. So you ready to meet Tammy and, have a...
Yeah,
have a,
let's okay.
go. Saturday, 9 a.m.
October 22nd. Be there. The meeting of the
steal group. A line from Bill Murray's character from Kingpin. It's a small world when you've got incredible tits.
True. Truer words true. Never been said.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Yeah.
That I
we'll
mean,
do it again.
Yeah.
The trailer really has no you. I mean, you have no idea how great it is based on you just know that those it's us and them. And we got to the bottom of everything almost.
Right. Laughs were shared. They're both awesome people. They had fun, but also revelations were made.
We unraveled the entire big boob controversy on air almost completely. So
we somehow were able to keep our wits about us.
It was pretty incredible stuff.
Took a minute.
Yeah.
It's just us and a couple. I'm going to sneeze.
Wes is a couple Wes, of lovely when he sees ladies. That much boobs. Yeah.
Well, Wes, do you have a fucking allergy going on? Because I've been sneezing like the Dickens over here. I started running for the first time again in like a couple years this week, and it reminded me that I have allergies if I go outside. So.
Like the Dickens is hilarious. What was the thing that Wes made Wes come like the Dickens?
I forget what it
is. The Dickens was always overindulging.
Yeah.
Look at the Dickens.
Use it as much as possible.
Yeah. Was he like 700 pounds?
Yeah.
Gotta watch out.
No, I don't have allergies. Something got me. I just took a shower. Sometimes that happens after I shower.
I had to take a Zyrtec for the first time in forever today.
Trying to bring
them down.
But it is
fall. The seasons are changing.
Telling me.
Yeah. But it is great. Check it out this Saturday. You have to. I think we'll do a couple of shorter teasers throughout the week, like today, tomorrow, a couple minute, 2 minute ones or whatever. But it's like, this is like a 35-minute masterpiece.
Yeah, there'll be clip downs on social media, but you have to watch the full Meeting of the Boobs on YouTube. It's the best video we've ever produced, probably. So.
Yeah. We could die happy now.
Just awesome.
We made it. Done it. Achieved it.
Yeah. Giant breasted women trying to solve a mystery.
Yeah.
And
yeah. But we should have a TV show with them, honestly. Like, that's an idea. Like, trying to just, like, kind of like a catfish.
If we were just, like, a team. Yeah, if we were investigating a team.
Right, like, we just, like, we find a big boob fraudster at the end of every episode.
Hard Factor kind of sounds like a PI firm, too. Like, it could work.
We should look into that. Any studio heads out there?
Yeah.
Probably the budget would be relatively small. I'm just saying.
Wouldn't need much, but we could
100K an episode, 40K, 50K an episode.
We could get to the bottom of some stuff.
All right. Well, you want to get to the news?
Sure.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Cup of coffee in the big time.
That seemed to have played well. All right, guys.
Your internet's just trash.
What's up with Wes and never knowing if his videos play?
No. Remember yesterday, Pat had to play the guy getting punched in the balls because Wes was like, it just showed the guy almost punching the guy in the balls. Something's wrong with your internet.
You got something going on, man.
By the way. Pretty good update. That guy that got punched in the balls.
Yeah.
He's the guy that eventually played Odd Job in Austin Powers. Like,
yeah.
He threw the shoe. Who throws a shoe? Honestly. And then he like killed a bunch of people as well, I think.
Great updates from that commenter.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was awesome.
And he's in jail for rape?
Like he killed someone. Yeah, he, like raped and killed someone, good. I think. Yeah. Yeah. No, yeah. Forever. Bad.
That's a
bad
He's
in prison forever.
Odd Job was cool, though.
He like
cool
ate that he
played Odd Job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who throws a shoe?
Honestly.
All right, guys, joke of the day. And this one is going to go over great at the smoke pit outside of AA meetings. I know you guys have never attended one of those, but
I can imagine the vibe.
It's a scene. Yeah, it's a vibe for sure. If you want to pick up a girl at an NA or AA meeting, which you probably, you know, shouldn't do. Not sure the stats, but that slope is slipperier than a frog's vagina, if you know what I mean.
And, yeah. Yeah.
People, okay, so here's the joke. People say smoking will give you diseases, but how can they say that when it cures salmon?
but it
give you diseases, but how can they say that when it cures salmon?
It's classic, yeah, because cured salmon tastes delicious.
Yeah, smoked salmon.
Smoked salmon.
Oh.
Yeah. Smoked salmon. Yeah, it's like, this tastes great. Bacon smoked too, you know what I mean?
Only
the best stuff is smoked. Yeah. Never get up these cigs. Nah, never.
How do you keep a bagel from escaping?
I know this one. I saw this was on Somebody Feed Phil.
Yeah.
Do you want me to say it?
Yeah, go for it.
You put locks on it.
You put locks on it.
Locks. It's a Jewish joke. Somebody Feed Phil season
Pee-wee
six
Herman
is awesome.
Sold that one, I think.
Yeah, he gave Pee Wee Herman a lot of screen time, like 7 minutes. But that was in the Austin episode, which outside of Pee Wee Herman was excellent.
Yeah. Yeah,
sure. Pee Herman's a weird guy.
I need to go to.
We
you know what we got to go to is that place up north. I've been to that barbecue place, Interstellar, but I have not had those fucking like caramelized, like maple glazed pork belly cubes that I saw them.
Let's go, Wes. That looked amazing. Yeah, the pork belly cubes look amazing. I also want to try. I'll come to you up north there. You got to come to me down south. We got to go to the food truck that had the bacon rib.
I'm
going to be in Austin next week. Yeah. Why don't we just do it next week?
Let's go to at least one of the barbecue places when Will's in town next week. Yes.
Yes. Agreed. Okay.
All right.
I'll probably be working both days, but okay.
Well, he gets in Wednesday afternoon, so we can go Thursday.
Okay, cool. All right, guys, let's get to some trending mentions. Got you know, I got to bring you a story from my hometown, my new hometown, Round Rock, Texas. Ooh. First, I want to ask you guys a question. I know Mark was in some genius school for elementary school. So Mark,
couple years, yeah, could have gone longer, but I was not. Nah,
okay. It was like, so you were at GT. Mark was like, that was above the GT program. He was at the GT school.
Right. I had to take a bus like 20 miles to go to, but it was one of those schools that it was half GT and half like really ghettos. So like, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. It was a charter school in a bad area of town.
Yes. Correct. Yep.
Oh,
yep.
Okay. So, you know, I know, and I'm sure it still exists. But this story makes me think maybe they've separated it now. But like when I was growing up and we were growing up, they had, you know, in every elementary school tucked in the corners, you know, of every school is what they called the center, where they would keep all the special kids.
Oh, AKA the
kids that tried to like burn their houses down.
Yeah, we had the center. That was a different type of special. That was like they're like on the spectrum or too violent. Or both.
Yeah. Yeah. They're lighting a match under their parents' bed.
The opposite end of the GT school. In fact, opposite that they literally had most of these places in trailers, like not attached to the main
school. They were literally in trailers. So instead of the GT school, that's the TJ school for TJs.
Right.
Yeah. JTs.
Yeah.
At my elementary school.
Yeah.
At my elementary school, the center was like in the back corner. So you could access it. And like, it was almost like a spooky, haunted, like a dare to go back there. Like, I dare you to walk back to the center.
Yeah, exactly. You know, they would always release the center kids in our middle school lunches and shit. Yeah. Yeah. And then they would all walk in at lunch and people were like, don't make eye contact with the center kids.
It was always awkward when they had a mixing of it. Yeah. Because you're never allowed to see any of the center kids until they come to the one time where you have a mixing. And it's like, always could be fireworks. Yeah. Odd situation, the center. Yeah,
one center kid just pulled his dick out at a middle school lunch and got removed from the lunch room.
Oh, they were entertainers like no other.
Yeah,
they knew how to entertain a crowd.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, like you guys said, every now and again, one of those kids would convince the special education teachers that they would behave if they were allowed to join like a regular class for half the day. If they don't fuck it up the first half of that day by punching a teacher or something,
you know?
And those days were as tense as fuck, but also incredible.
Yes.
Yeah. Teachers would basically warn you in the first half, be like, don't make eye contact with Zach when he comes in the class today. Treat him as an equal, even though he was like a wild animal.
Yes. They're like, all right, everyone partner up. And there's like, it's just you and the center kid left. You're like, you gotta be kidding me.
Well, funny thing is they would also isolate these kids in the back of the room or something. So when they inevitably would be disruptive and like verbally abusive to another kid or teacher, they could just sneak them out of the back of the class.
Oh,
without a little disruption.
They have like the Apollo hook. Somebody from the wall.
Yeah,
the
yes, just exactly. The hall. They were on a literal short leash. They got one swing in and they were gone. Yeah.
They were like the president in like a terrorist attack. They just swoop in and grab them and just take them to the bunker. So, yeah, your whole goal was to not be the target that day for Zach's rage or, like, you know, to get, like, a stapler thrown at your head, anything you could get a hold of, which happened pretty much every single time. Anyway, my point is special education teachers are saints, right? I can't imagine the stress that you must go through dealing with problematic children.
It's such a hard job. My aunt did this before she retired.
Was she an alcoholic?
No, but I mean, like, I could see how it might drive someone to it. I mean, it was a hard job. That's a hard job.
Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't blame him. Yeah. So I almost can't blame this teacher in the next story for what he did for, you know, basically snapping, but he snapped a little too hard. And now he's
is Wes crackling for you, Will?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Wes is crackling real bad. And what's interesting about it.
Wes is crackling so bad.
I'm putting this together. I think it's just his internet, because that's why the videos don't play. That's why the audio crackles only over the internet
of all time.
It's hilarious. Yeah. Yeah.
Hang on, let me see if I can fix this.
No, it's like you're. It's because it sounds like you're inside like an internet hallway where like there's like a pong ball.
AOL. It sounds like I'm talking to you on AOL.
A pong ball just keeps going straight through your face when you talk.
The good news is it's only every single time you say a word.
Oh. Okay, can I try to switch to my expensive
Wi-Fi? Anything would be better than 40 more minutes of this.
Okay, all right. See you guys in a
second. Yeah, I'd say let's let them try it.
It sounds like you're cooking, like your voice is cooking itself in bacon grease.
I kept adjusting my headphones. I was like, earlier today, my headphones popped out, and I was like, maybe my jack is not all the way in. And I was like, no, it's every time Wes speaks, it happens.
Yeah. I was wondering if you were going to ask, because it was
driving me insane.
It was definitely noticeable.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, there he's in standard definition. He's in about 180p.
All right, Wes.
Not 1080.
Lay it on us.
I can't see you guys yet. Hang on.
Oh, okay. Wait. It sounds perfect.
It does sound better.
It fixed it. Told you it was the internet.
I can't see you guys.
Yeah, really he's just frozen.
And I'm frozen. It made national news, and I'm going to play the video for you guys now.
No, you're not. Why don't you just describe
it? That gets him to poke fun at even the most serious situations.
I like to play like video games, basically sit around, not get my room clean.
So it's,
and you know, not get
like he's 14-ish, but he's frozen.
Quentin is referring to this situation caught on surveillance footage.
Fuck. All right. Let's get back into it, okay? Shall we?
Okay.
Yeah.
Ready?
Yes. All right. I'm going to lay a part two real quick. Yes. Okay. That should work now. Okay. All right. So, where was I? Teacher must be alcoholics. Okay.
Must have been.
Okay. So, I'm going to play the video in a few parts so that we can discuss in between, okay?
Okay.
Here's part one where we meet one of these students, these special ed students, and then we'll find out what happened to
okay.
him.
Okay, fantastic.
Oh, Quentin Proctor has probably an unmatched sense of humor.
Much better.
A sense of humor that gets him to poke fun at even the most serious situations.
I like to play, like, video games, basically sit around, not get my room clean, and, you know, not get thrown in a brick wall every day.
Quentin is referring to this situation caught on surveillance footage.
Oh. Is that a teacher?
No. Yeah. Well, I pretty much called it.
A situation that happened on April 29th of this year at his school. Round Rock ISD's Goals Learning
he
Center.
He slammed that kid's head.
A school for kids who qualify with an emotional disturbance. Quentin says he was removed from his classroom that day for being defiant towards his two female teachers. They then brought him into what's called the cool-down room for him to compose himself.
Cool-down.
Which works opposite. Okay. The cool-down room works the opposite as it's supposed to for the first 2 minutes.
Yeah, the cool down room is basically like the minimal destruction room.
Right, the padded cell.
Yeah, it's a concrete closet. Right. That's all it is.
Yeah, you can't destroy computers in here, Quentin.
You can bang your head against the wall and say "fuck you, bitch" a million times.
The cool down room.
Yeah, but so that's what happened. So this kid, and this is a special education dedicated school. This is for kids that have what they call like emotional disturbances. So. That's the only kind of kid that they have in this school.
So Quentin is a problem amongst those kids.
That day he was
even more aggressive than them.
Yeah, this school is.
I bet there's a couple
powder keg.
I bet because there's different classrooms, right, Wes?
Yeah, yeah.
I bet there's a couple scenarios where like those two teachers in Quentin's classroom are dragging him to the cool down room. I bet there's a couple times where like, there's someone already in the cool down room. We're gonna have to wait.
Quentin and another. Yeah. Two bees in a bottle situation.
Yeah, exactly.
There's more cool-down rooms than classrooms in that place, hopefully. Yeah. Yeah.
It's the busiest room.
Okay, so Quentin, for those that didn't get to see the video there, Quentin was literally just ready to cold cock any of the three teachers, the two females or the male. But the male teacher did throw him like a rag doll into the wall.
Head first into a brick wall.
Quentin, who was a young kid, slammed his head like concussion strength into the wall. So that was a problem, I'd say. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a big problem. So the real problem is, and this happened back in April. I'm going to play you the news clip.
Teacher drunk? Because you kept mentioning alcohol.
No. I was just saying I wouldn't blame. I wouldn't blame any of these teachers if they were alcoholics.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Driving them to the bottle. Yep.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, anything. Okay. So I'm going to play another news clip that kind of explains a little bit better.
Okay.
Gross. Pretty calm. Just had my leg on the wall. And those teachers I was okay with. And then after they had put me in there, Mr. Thomas had come in.
Quentin says Jacob Thomas, the assistant principal of his school, relieved the two teachers. But Quentin took that as so was he. But that's when Quentin says he was thrown back into the room.
I mean, when I hit the wall, I didn't...
Yeah.
I didn't really know what to think. Like, my mind just kind of went blank.
Quentin's mom, Tatiana Alfano, got a call and an email from a Goals Learning Center staff member saying her son was being defiant and, quote, fell down and hit his head. This was before she saw the video.
I was going to follow through with that, with the consequences here at home.
Yeah.
But Quentin was pretty insistent, like, no, you don't understand. He threw me into a wall, Mom.
No, bitch.
Sure what yeah. I mean, Mom. Alfano requested the video through the school, and 2 weeks later, she saw it all play out on her screen.
And it validated everything he said.
Yeah, so, I mean, can you imagine Quentin, like, trying to get his point across to his mom, who doesn't believe a word he said?
Shut up, bitch.
Yeah,
well, Quentin probably, exactly. I mean, it looks like he causes a lot of problems, but he did not deserve to be thrown that hard. No kid does.
Really. He is the definition of boy who cried wolf too many times, like, so that no one believes him.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay, Mr. Shit. Thomas, the vice principal, threw you into a wall. Sure, Quentin.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. And so if you guys heard why it's such a big deal is because the school just lied through their fucking teeth
and
sent an email to this mom that was like, oh, he fell down and hit his head. So they're just. It's like a cover up.
He
at the
punched
school.
The wall.
Yeah. Exactly. He slammed his head against the wall, and then and then his mom sees this video. So
we're gonna need $30 for some wall paint.
Didn't look like one of those cinder blocks may have moved a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. So this happened back in April. District officials said the administrator is still employed, but is working on administrative projects at the central office, but is no longer assigned to the campus where like kids are. So he's still employed.
Mr. Thomas walks by Quentin, and they're both cold cocked at each other immediately.
Yeah. this expert on behavioral science or with kids. This guy, his last name is Stevens. He says restraint should always be a school's last resort. He says in this situation specifically, the staff should have been thinking of, last resort, of ways to better understand Quentin and his needs to, de-escalate the situation.
They mean physically restraining.
Okay, that's confusing to me.
Yes.
Showing restraint should be the first thing they do, but restraining isn't holding him down. I guess.
It's tough that's a real bi-weekly situation.
That's a weirdly worded statement.
Yeah. No, so they want you to talk to Quentin. And to calm him down, which has never worked in Quentin's life.
Yeah.
That's what he says. So as of now, this family has not sued Round Rock School District, but it's coming.
For sure. With how hard his head hit the thing. That's tough. That's tough.
I think they were waiting to see if it was a news story. And now that it's been picked up, they're like, we're going to sue.
Right.
Round Rock's got to know it's coming. I mean, that video is pretty bad. It's just.
It's bad. All right. Well, let's move on. We'll keep you posted on Quentin and what happens there. So not a lot of great stuff coming out of Saudi Arabia these days, but this one is good. Saudi Arabia apparently just completed the first ever successful brain surgery to treat depression.
Oh, wow.
A medical team specialized
in neurosurgery. Wait a minute. They've been doing that for years, lobotomies.
Right. Well, it's kind of, this is kind of what's going on.
Conversion therapy.
Turn you into a zombie.
With surgery.
They did this all the time in the 20s.
What are you talking about?
I thought the
first brain surgery.
No. So the guy actually is, functional.
Got it.
So a medical team specialized in neurosurgery and psychiatry at King Salman Medical Center in Medina has succeeded in alleviating the suffering of a patient from chronic depression. So this person has been suffering from severe depression for over 25 years, anxiety, and a medical team consisting of neurosurgeons and psychiatrists, they performed what's called a bilateral anterior gyrus resection, which basically sounds like a lobotomy, which was successful without any complications. The patient's mood, psychological condition have improved. The patient's sleep hours returned to normal. And he moved away from permanent sadness, anxiety, and excessive thinking about death.
Nice.
And
into when asked, what? You got a picture of this guy?
I don't, unfortunately. So when asked
how
he was feeling, the patient said, I'm not sad, but, I don't want to kill myself, but you're really hard to kill yourself when you don't know who you are.
Yeah, exactly.
They go, how you feel? He goes, nothing.
Nothing. He goes, it's not like I'm going to try out for Jeopardy anytime soon, but
I don't know what I'm even mad about. I got no memories.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We took away all of his nerve endings.
So I guess this is the part of the brain. It's sensory input to emotions, emotional responses to pain. So he's basically just
a sociopath. Sociopath.
Exactly. They created a sociopath, it sounds like.
That's great. So,
but hey, he's not sad anymore.
We should maybe check to see what's going on with him before we do a ton of these operations on a lot of people, right?
Yeah, how can they say it's successful so quickly? That's very alarming.
Let's do some research. Post-op research.
They just wanted some good press,
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to make it.
if it was a woman, they'd just kill her. Or to even worse, they just let her be depressed. They're like...
Yeah. So, but hey, congratulations to Saudi Arabia for curing depression.
No, I think what this is
like... Humanitarian efforts over there.
It's like, it's like what you guys said. It's just a lobotomy, but it's going to come back in style, right? Lobotomies got outlawed back in the day.
Yeah.
But because there's so many homeless now... It's going to come back in style, just like institutions. Like they're going to do institutions too.
Well,
the next big thing is like they're going to be like it's progressive to have institutions, and so they're going to bring back institutions, and they're going to lobotomies and institutions will come back, and they'll be like this is the caring thing to do.
It's meanwhile, the same people
got rid of it like 30 years ago, but it'll just keep cycling.
It's a polished turd as opposed to a chisel and a hammer in the forehead or a drill. It's like they actually do a real surgery and then just remove all emotion and make you a zombie. Right. So this is a lobotomy done with better tools.
It's the nicer version of a lobotomy. Right. Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Right.
And just like they'll have like a little bit nicer
wallpaper.
Like Shutter Island facilities next
exactly.
time.
Exactly. Less feces nicer. On the wall, at least at first.
Right.
Yeah, or it'll be cleaned. Yeah. It's just the polishing.
They'll
have
cameras. They'll actually film it, or claim they'll film it at least.
Yes, while it's funded, until it's not funded, and then people shit on the walls.
I think it's just a fad thing. This is just a cyclical fad. Yeah,
it's like bell bottoms. Lobotomies.
Yeah. So, okay. Three topics today in the cup of coffee. So we're gonna move on to
the cream of the crop.
And we heard the crop. Did it play?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
We could tell. You couldn't tell though.
I had no idea. This headline I saw and I just laughed to myself for a good minute, just alone in my house. It says, North Carolina high school female volleyball player injured after trans opponent spikes ball into her face. So
like in Meet the Fuckers or Meet the Parents?
Yes.
Yeah, like this.
Like she had a bloody nose, like a broken nose from a fucking ball.
Yeah, so okay, I'm going to play the video in the video.
Smashing it.
Did the uniform stay intact or did the
oh, her head almost came off. Video. So according to the Hawassi Dam High School, the Hawassi Dam High School competed against Highlands High School in a girls volleyball tournament in early September. And the game had an unnamed, biological male playing for Highlands, and this biological male got set up just perfectly. And
You want to win this or what?
Get it higher. Get higher.
So the video is grainy, and it's the only video there is of the incident out on the internet, but here it is. And I mean, the audio is kind of, because you hear just the whistles like, we're a medic.
Just crying.
Yeah. Let me know if it plays.
The internet's fucked up.
It's
You can see the ball backwards.
Falls to the ground.
Yeah, she got knocked. She might have got more injured by hitting the back of her head on the hardwood floor.
Yeah. It was a Quentin situation.
Yeah.
So they just
she was in the bottom corner of the net, and they gave her a perfect set spike. And she spiked it hard. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And the person standing in front of her on the other side of the net got it right in the forehead and got shot down. Yeah.
So that happened. And then
it looks like, remember the video with the kid that I forget which college he went to. I want to say like A&M or something, or Stanford. He did the videos where he played goalie and he kept saving it off of his face. And then he did the volleyball one where it might have been Penn State, but they have 50 million views. He started like a production company. He plays defense, but he's really bad. So they keep spiking it off his face and it goes over.
Oh,
score
he just gets
point,
hit with the ball.
But
right.
He's concussed and bloody. It looked like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So according.
Her fall was comically like slow though, a little bit, like because she is she's like maybe not the fleetest of foot. It looked like right. from the fall.
Well, she can't get away from a ball quickly, can she?
No, she could not. And then she fell kind of slowly.
Yeah,
after it knocked her out.
Perfect target to spike into.
Yeah, yeah. So according to the article which I'm referencing and by this, it was on like meaww.com. This girl was experiencing long-term concussion symptoms, including vision problems. So she's just her eyes are crossed.
No way.
And has not been cleared to return to play by doctors at the time of this publication.
It's the back of the head, dude. She smashed the hardwood with the back of her head.
Yeah, she had a weird fall. She had a weird fall.
Yes. So this county in North Carolina, the Cherokee County Board of Education, voted 5-1 to cancel all future volleyball games against Highland High School.
Damn.
So they were like, no one can play this volleyball team as long as they got
right. What state was this?
North Carolina.
North Carolina.
Okay.
Honestly, I don't know if it really matters the state. Every state is going to be like, that's a liability issue, right? Like, if you've got a player that's just dominating to the point of injuring other players, and it's a situation where it's like an exceptional to the rule type player, you're probably going to be like err on the side of like, we don't want to get sued.
It also probably depends if you're public versus private schools, and a little bit to do with states.
Right, a little bit, but still, like you're not going to want to get sued, even if you're in Massachusetts. Like if there's somebody knocking girls out up there, no matter where they're going to.
The flip side of that coin is to be countersued. Will, and in certain states, you can get countersued successfully. Probably is what I'm saying.
Yeah, potentially. Right. For prejudice. But this person's caused bodily harm.
No, I know. I'm saying there's just two sides to it. In a very red state, you're probably safe in both canceling it. Right. In a blue, very blue state, there's a countersuit coming. Is all I'm saying. Like successful,
but you might weigh the options and be like, it's worth it to not get sued by the parents.
Yeah. So one of the board members, Jeff Tatham, he said that the ball had allegedly been traveling at 70 miles an hour.
How could they tell that?
When it struck the girl's face.
He said,
quote, I don't know if that's faster than normal, but it seemed like it was coming off very fast, abnormally, especially fast.
There was flames coming off the back of it.
He said it hit her face with enough force to go back through the net.
What do you mean through the net? It broke the net? That doesn't even make sense. How do you go back through the net?
This kid's getting scholarship offers. Here's the last part, a news clip about the incident where we have to hear from some local people about what happened. Hopefully it plays.
Volleyball matchup between Hiwassee Dam versus Highlands High. Cherokee County School Board member Arnold Matthews says the forceful hit of a spiked ball left one Hiwassee volleyball player with neck and head injuries. Matthews says the Cherokee County Board of Education stepped in and voted to cancel the games of all the county high schools, Murphy, Andrews, and Hiwassee, against Highlands because of, quote, safety concerns. The board never specified what those concerns were.
We came here to the Cherokee County School Board for a scheduled interview with the superintendent. But someone walked out and handed us this statement. Later, the superintendent came back out and told us this.
Primary in our concern is just the health of the student who's injured and the emotional responses of the teams who are not getting to play and all the teams, including Highlands.
She wouldn't give us more details. In Cherokee County, residents have strong opinions about the cancellation.
Canceling all the events for one incident, that
it's just not right.
It's not right. There's risking getting out of bed in the morning. There's risking going, crossing the street, going to the store. I'm sure the teammate that did get hurt wants him to go out there and fight for it, right?
Exactly.
That's what we do.
That's what we do. Yeah, we'll get a trans of our own, and then we'll spike their girl's face.
Wait,
it'll be a bloody mess.
That's tough. It's a sensitive subject.
That didn't. The guy's argument was strange because it was like I think he got the teams mixed up, right?
Because he just wants the girls to play.
Will is like, oh, I hate trans people and they shouldn't be able to compete.
No, Mark. Yeah. I was saying he got the teams mixed up at the end because it's the team that had the player that got banned, not the other team.
He just thinks that they should carry on the season Right, but there are probably some people that are like that, and some people that are like, what the fuck? Right. Why is she allowed to play? It's just it's such a sensitive issue.
Whose daughter is like walking in the walls.
But then the girl's dad on the other side probably wants her to play, right?
Like, absolutely. It's a very touchy subject, but I mean, this.
I think it's funny for us to watch this girl get smashed in the face, but it's a sensitive subject for sure.
It's hilarious, and it's going to keep happening. Leah Thomas was the first. This is the this is like the second, probably big profile one. It'll keep happening because when you have men playing with girls, it's going to happen.
Well, they technically
biological men.
Okay, see, like that's where we get into problems with like men playing with girls.
Problems, but when you have biological men playing with girls, shit will happen.
I didn't mean for it to get into that. Yeah. I just thought it was hilarious that okay. She got spiked.
Well, it's like the New Zealand. It's not funny that she. The New Zealand weightlifter. Like, it's always going to It's always going to make a.
Let's move on.
Okay.
Big buzz.
Well, that was the cup of coffee in the big time, which is brought to you by one of our most loyal and best sponsors, paintyourlife.com. Imagine Christmas morning, sitting around, everyone's giving out their presents, and then you pull out a giant, beautiful hand-painted portrait of the family to give to mom. I mean, how's that gonna feel?
Good.
Feel pretty good about yourself?
Absolutely.
Is that gonna be like just? I mean, I don't know about you guys. I'm more of a gift giver. I like to give than receive. And nothing like
I don't mind. I don't mind both. They're both good.
Right. Right. Yeah. Exactly. And these are literally the best gift that you can ever give someone. That is, you know, sentimental, like a mom, girlfriend, boyfriend, anyone that treasures memories, and you can get them hand-painted at paintyourlife.com. Again, got my girlfriend her dog, and she absolutely fucking loves it. She's already talking about picking, you know, a spot to put it in her new house. So when I heard about paintyourlife.com, I thought, you know, this is a great idea, but got to be, you know, thousands of dollars. Nope. Less than like a full tank of gas is, you know, for the lowest one they sell. And it's still very nice. You get to pick your artist. You get to pick the style. They'll go back and forth with you. Be like, hey, you know, I want to change this up a little bit. Hey, can you do this a little bit? They'll make sure that you're happy before they ship it to you. And when they do ship it to you, it's going to be for free. How about that?
That's nice.
That's nice, right?
That's nice.
So at paintyourlife.com, there's no risk. If you don't love the final painting, your money is refunded, guaranteed. And right now, as a limited time offer, get 20% off your painting. So, I mean, okay. That's right, 20% off and free shipping. To get this special offer, text the word FACTOR, F-A-C-T-O-R, to 87204. That's FACTOR to 87204. FACTOR to 87204. Paint Your Life, celebrate the moments that matter most. Message and data rates apply. Terms apply. Available at paintyourlife.com/terms. Again, text FACTOR to 87204. Really, just, I mean, the best present you'll ever give someone.
Don't be a fool.
Yeah.
Don't be a fool. Don't pass this up. Hey, if you've ever wondered whether your CBD was working, guess what? It probably wasn't. If you have to ask when it comes to CBD, is it working? It's not, right? Next, Evo Naturals, though, has developed Smart Sorb technology, clinically proven to help your body absorb CBD four times better than regular CBD oil. Because oil, guess what? It doesn't mix with water, and your body's pretty much all water. Unless you're working for those center kids, and you probably have a little bit of alcohol on there too, but mostly water, mainly water. It works faster too. When you feel stress coming on, you're not going to waste any time wondering, oh, am I less stressed? You're going to know. You're going to feel like relaxed. It is working when you have the Smart Sorb technology. And I took it at the beginning of the show. I basically take it around this time every day, like late afternoon, early evening, and sometimes twice a day with the Stress CBD Complex. It's hemp extract with ashwagandha, which I'm starting to get good at saying because I'm getting familiar with it. You know, it's awesome. Most CBD oils found in tinctures, gummies, and capsules achieve between 2 and 10% absorption total. So you take 2 to 10% from 100 and you're looking at 90 to 98% waste of a product when you're talking about tinctures and other people. But Next Evo Naturals scientifically formulated to deliver more CBD in a way your body can actually use it and fast, proven 29 times faster absorption in the first 30 minutes. So help fight stress with Next Evo Naturals Stress CBD Complex with ashwagandha. It's 8 times more powerful than regular ashwagandha, and they're 100% US hemp derived SmartSorb CBD with 4x times, four times more better absorption than standard CBD. So get to the root of stress with Stress CBD Complex from NextEvo Naturals for up to 25% off subscription orders of $40 or more. Use promo code HARDFACTOR at NextEvo.com. That's NextEvo.com, promo code HARDFACTOR. All right. Best. Before I get into my story today, got a quick update. So good news. The judge decided in a degree hearing, I guess they have degree hearings sometimes for murder, to charge the psychopath that killed Kevin Bacon and ate his testicles with first degree murder.
Oh, good. They decided yesterday. He'd plan that?
Yeah. That basically they're like, did he plan to lure him to his house, kill him, skin him, hang him upside down and eat his testicles? Probably.
Wasn't a spur sounds of the moment like thing.
Probably.
Well, yeah, I mean, that had to be planned. Yeah. I mean, he downloaded the app.
The Mark Latunsky's, exactly, Will. Mark Latunsky's lawyer kind of was like, well, didn't he tell the officer that he didn't plan it? And then they were like, that was the entire defense. And the officer was like, yes, he did tell me that, but we don't believe him. And then the judge was like, yeah, we don't believe that it wasn't planned. He ate him.
Right. Something came over me.
Yeah. He lured him to his house and ate him.
Wouldn't the it was obviously murder one. I mean, it was like, he also had like dismembering and corpse charges and stuff. So wouldn't that also kind of like usually go along with a murder one?
You'd think so. But I like the defense that he told the officer at one point that he didn't plan it. He could also told the officer that he didn't do it at one point.
Right. That'd be hard.
But he had testicles in his mouth.
Yeah. With the whole carcass in the house. Yeah. Everything. Right?
How was that even a consideration?
I don't know.
Some psychopath told an officer.
I guess they have to go to a degree hearing sometimes. I don't know.
It's innocent until proven guilty.
Yes. So it's the justice system. Way to go, justice system. And speaking of the justice system, a ruling from the very, very top court is having a repercussion that I feel like we must talk about. And again, this is actually another tough subject. So the Discord and comments are going to be buzzing tomorrow because it's a subject that we do not like to talk about on our show for dude hosts for obvious reasons, as you are about to find out and have probably already surmised. I am course of talking. I'm talking about the Roe v. Wade overturn, right? That's what I'm talking about. We don't like to talk about that, the Supreme Court's thing. But there are probably multiple, unforeseen ripple effects from the wake of that decision. And I know that this is a very, very sensitive issue. So if you're triggered already, just go ahead and skip this segment because I'm only concerned about one ripple effect today. And that's the fact that you can pretty much kiss cream pies goodbye in pornos now.
Oh, that's crazy. Mm.
Interesting.
None?
Kiss them goodbye.
You know, I never really got me anyway. So I'm okay with this.
We'll get into that.
What percentage of people are huge cream pie porn people?
More than you'd know.
Well, we're gonna get into that too.
People that don't get to do it themselves.
Just you didn't see that coming though, right? Just kind of like a cream pie. Until a few seconds later. Female porn stars are popping up left and right and saying, "Hey, porn directors and producers, if you want Paul Button to come in my vagina on the set of Babe and the Big Black Cocks, you're going to have to pony up a lot more dough." And in some cases, they're just flat out refusing the cream pie finish, saying, "Hey, even IUDs aren't 100%, and I'm not going to do it."
I always thought the cream pie was kind of like an easy way out anyway, not giving full effort because
set up a good money shot. Yeah.
Exactly. It's kind of a cop out, to be honest.
No positioning.
It's also sometimes a fake. It's also sometimes a faked orgasm for a guy, or he already came in a different edit, so they have to
squirt it in with a turkey baster.
They have to fake a cream pie.
They just cut to it no matter when it happened, right?
Yeah, like they cut to a close up of just a vagina.
Wait
oozing.
A minute, that was 10
How
minutes
did
ago.
Mike Itkiss not do that, by the way? Because he clearly came like 15 times.
Mike Itkiss
insider. So
always just cream pie.
So how did he not just accident? Like how did he not just run the camera up real quick, film it dripping out, and then be like, okay, that's the ending, and then put it at the end? How did he not know to do that?
Because he comes so much. There's nothing that's going to be shown on camera. They're like just little smudges that keep. It comes 20 times a day. It's a small amount.
Pathetic
cream pies. Loads are so tiny.
They probably thought about it, but they looked at it and they're like, "This isn't worth putting in the video."
I think it's coming. Wait, I think it's coming.
Yeah. So porn stars like Siri Dahl, right, are tweeting out things like, "All right, AFAB performers, porn performers, we're all doubling our scene rates for cream pies, am I right?"
It's hilarious that the stance is that we got to at least double our rates, but we'll still do it.
Well, it's a great leverage
hazard pay.
Siri's from Kentucky, so she wants to be flown, you know, to a state that she can get it in. So she needs the money.
Right. So this is, I was going to say, this is highly state dependent, right? So like,
well, it depends. I think it's camaraderie too.
Sure. Like, but yeah. People who are shooting porns in California and Vegas don't have to worry about that. Like her in Kentucky.
Well, they do if they want to get, you know, if they want to get the porn industries to get behind them, they have to stand together.
Right. But they're going to undercut their competitors.
Let me ask you something.
Like a Cali girl is going to undercut her competitor for a creep by scene in Kentucky. Maybe. Probably.
Oh yeah.
Do you want Siri Doll? And other professional porn stars to just shut down cream pies? Let me ask you. Do you want the porn world to lose the cream pie?
Yeah, I mean, no.
It's not going to bother me if we lose the cream
pie. I'm with you, Wes.
Cream pies are kill me either,
cream pies are disgusting. I'm a big fan of the part of the porn where the cream pie is just about to happen or happening. I can really get into that mindset of, oh, I know what that feels like, or I bet that feels pretty good right now. That's probably pretty nice. But I have to turn away or pause or turn off the scene immediately following the cream pie. I'm talking about the part when the semen reanimates itself and just bubbles out of the vagina like the fucked up science project. Yeah, like the most X-rated version of the volcano experiment with baking soda and vinegar, except just disgusting ways of jizz bursting out of inflamed vagina. not for me, the cum bubble, but
not for you. You'd rather a nice money shot?
Yeah, I don't really care about the money shot. To be honest,
you're not an orgasm guy in general.
No, I like the act of sex. I don't pop to some guy popping normally.
Right,
no.
But you don't like to watch. You don't even care how it's done in your film. You're
if I'm done,
whatever.
I'm not going to stick around. You know, like, watch whatever. The money shot.
I feel like it's part of the art.
I got to the end of this plot.
Well, it's part of the art. You got to finish the story somehow.
It's with
one of the two.
I mean,
every once in a while,
I'm a little bit behind, and I'll have to come with the guy. But
a little behind. Yeah,
a little bit behind. Sometimes I might make it to the money shot.
You never time it up. Yeah, you never time it up.
Or maybe it's a really short video, and I didn't pick a long enough video.
You never timed up like your dick is my dick. We're gonna go at the same time, bro.
That's what I'm saying. If I ever have done that, it's mentally when he's popping inside of her, as opposed to on her.
Oh, I see. Yeah, sometimes I'll time it up.
Well, a lot of time
the money shot.
Yeah.
And a lot of time at the end, that's when the girl really starts like saying the most dirty shit because she wants the guy to come. So that it's like sometimes it just happens that way because, well, that's like when she's being just a filthy little.
Yeah. Come a hole through my head.
Sex is great, isn't it?
It's great. You kill me with your cum. But look, we're all not cream pie guys, the visual after effects, but it is a big part of porn, as Wes kind of
hinted. I'm not like not a cream pie.
I'm going to make
I'll
it
put
a,
that on record. I will say not a cream pie guy.
Okay.
Like I can enjoy it. I'm fine with either finish move, and either one can be delightful.
I'm just gonna go out there and make an assumption though. If you want to see an oddly angry group of people that might take things a bit too far, kind of like the extreme evangelicists or whatever that like picket abortion clinics and sometimes attack them. Counterpoint to them is guys really into cream pie porn, not getting the cream pie porn.
Oh, they're voting Democrat forever.
Well, this they're just going to be aggressive. I don't want to. Yeah, yeah.
This just put them party line. If they were independents, this moved them party line.
That's right.
D.
That's right. Well, no, this small group of people, this is the number one issue for them. This
cream pie guys are done.
It's moved to. This has moved to the top of the list for them.
Yes, it is. 100%.
Wow. You think more Democrats are cream pie guys?
I'm not trying to say it's all Democrat guys.
Previously, no, but now.
I'm just saying a cream pie guy in general wants his cream pies, you know?
Right. He's
libertarian
cream pie guys want their cream pies.
Right. This might change a libertarian cream pie guy all the way to like a Democrat cream pie guy. Like I want all the regulations, including make sure that they can have their abortion so I can get my cream pies.
Now, there's plenty of existing material out there for these guys right now that they can go back to. But what happens when those old videos go away and become harder and harder to find over time, right? You think a cream pie porn guy is going to take that lying down? I don't think so. I think we might soon find out that big time cream pie porn guys are potentially the most desperate and dangerous group of men in the world.
It's possible.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think we're also overestimating the resolve of porn stars here because it doesn't matter. They're going to be cream pieing for whatever they want
to
pay.
I tend to agree. I think the Kentucky girls kind of fucked. Cave? Yeah, no, I think
they're going to cave.
I agree, Wes. I think the Kentucky girls fucked. This makes it a state issue, and it's going to be like the girls in the cream pie states now get to make the cream pie porns, and the girls in the non-cream pie states just get fucked out of it.
They just got
to
risk it.
What do they call those people that the stags when they cross the line during
scabs.
It's going to be a bunch of scabs getting cream pie.
Cream pie out in Cali and
cream pie scab girls. But look, for as of now, it's got a movement going. A lot of sex workers are down with Siri Dahl's, you know, what she's been saying, like Janet Xmas, Christine Sardina, about sex worker advocate groups like Mo Ho. The list goes on and on. This is cream pie and porn movement is getting legs. And while I will gladly admit that I'm having a teensy bit of fun with this sensitive subject, you know, being a little irreverent, as some might say, and I'll of course point out that this is an issue, you know, in my opinion, that should be decided by women, their bodies, their choice. And the other side of that is the people that say they're saving babies' lives, preventing, you know, baby murder. So I guess those are probably more important issues, right? And probably larger groups of people. But just like Apple, I didn't think about the use cases like roller coasters with their crash detection function on their iPhone 14s.
Right.
Did the nine olds that have supreme power for life in their high chairs think of every single scenario when they made their ruling? Did they even consider once the cream pie porn guy?
No, not once. Not even at all.
I don't think they did.
No, they were like,
a cream pie is probably one of the easiest things to recreate, though. Like, because think about what a cream pie scene is.
It's so disgusting. You could put anything in there.
You can pause. It's just a close up of a. All you gotta do is have. I mean, you know exactly how to do it. I mean,
you're saying make a fake cream pie.
Yeah,
fake cream pie is the easiest thing in the world.
It's the cream pie. You could put any substance in there and have it bubble out. Yeah,
anything that looks like jizz. Yeah.
But I mean, did they consider the cream pie porn guy once?
I mean, purists might be able to spot the difference.
What? No, it's terrible, Mark. What they've
consider
done
guys
the cream
like
pie
this
guy? No,
no.
I don't think they did.
It's crazy what they've done to these guys. I'm telling you're right though. That this is a line in the sand moment for cream pie guys. They're like this is gonna shape their politics for the rest of their lives.
The cream pie message boards are popping off.
Did you find any?
Not yet.
They got nothing to worry about.
You
got
to prove you're one of them to get in.
Yeah.
How much do you love cream pies, huh?
Yeah. They sniff you out real quick if they think you're like a journalist or you're messing with them.
Producers are going to be like, what, you want double for a cream pie? Okay. All right, sure. Yeah.
All right.
Okay, bring in the next girl.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
How about for the choking scene, though?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, they're just gonna film. It's sad.
Do a three
it's
for
sad.
One.
Yeah,
what it's a real day. Sad. What's gonna happen?
What a day though for that porn hating JD Vance. We're really gonna let him have his way, huh? I'm gonna jerk off twice today. I'll show that JD.
Well, JD, unfortunately for him too, he doesn't think about this. What he wants to do is gonna make his state an anal state. Do you want that, JD? Yeah. Do you want to be an anal only state? All the states
that's
where
that's gross. That's
yeah,
grosser
anal
than
only
cream
is
pies.
What they're gonna film. They're gonna film Mark. They're gonna have to go to the point where it's anal only. And
that's
in
a mess. These poor porn stars are gonna have prolapsed assholes, and the guys are gonna have shitty dicks.
Does JD want that on his conscience? Does he want all Ohio porns to be anal only all
that's
the time?
That's a dangerous game.
Oh, cream pie anal only. Jesus,
that's what JD's looking for. And
that's
I don't
a
know.
Scene.
If,
that's what the cream pie porn boards are buzzing about. They're like, wait
I don't know
a minute,
if
we
he's
might
ready
get
for
anal
that.
Out of this.
But that's a ramification of what he may be trying to do with his with his agenda.
Anal only state, Jesus.
Hope that's anal that's only states.
Hope you, hope you enjoy that segment, Mom.
Was that Ohio?
Ohio, that's where JD's. Yeah.
Hope you enjoy that.
Ohio, the
segment.
Anal only state.
Anal only.
Father
well,
Brian
could be Kentucky too. Could be all these states. All these states cracking down. Anal only. Think about that. West Coast, they already called the Best Coast, but now you can call it the Cream Pie Coast because people are cream pieing out here where that right is protected. Left
oh,
right.
It's cream pie. It's the cream pie capital of the world.
Yeah. West Coast is just cream pieing all the time out here.
Yeah.
All right. And speaking of business, because that was a great business story. Thank you, Mark. The ramifications of the court have on business and American businesses. It's incredible, the links. So you got to remain aware of all that.
That's right.
And so I'm promising I'm going to end today with a great business move by an amazing gas station company, right? But before we get to that, we have three quick tweets that highlight some bad business decisions that are getting widely roasted by the public. Okay. And so that's the business yin and yang. Okay. Lots of fuck ups and then one, you know, diamond in the rough, amazing idea. That's the way the business cookie crumbles usually. Okay. So first, taking it back to, of course, Dan Snyder's Washington Commanders of the NFL, you know, because they're always fucking up.
This is going to be bad business.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Number one, textbook bad business, always, Dan Snyder of the Commanders. So not only is the other owner sick of him and Jim Irsay is drunkenly like talking about firing him, you know, kicking him out of the owner's club, but the Commanders actually bounced a check to the fans who won last game's 50-50 raffle last week. So taking it to the internet at WrestleMania 621 tweets, Drew in Rockville, the fan that actually won the 50-50 raffle, just called in and confirmed in his words that a check for $14,000 bounced. He said he has a pic of the check, and it was from Washington Football Charitable Foundation as the display logo, says the ticket rep is trying to help.
What?
So a Commanders fan went to the game. It was one of like the 3,000 fans that showed up to the game, did the 50-50 raffle, won it for 14,000, and then the Commanders sent them a check that bounced for that 50-50
That's
raffle
pathetic.
Win. It's the most pathetic thing of all. It's an NFL franchise, guys. They make billions of dollars.
Like, what? Yeah. You're mortified if that happens in your personal
life. Small business, yeah.
Yeah, small business. It's like, that's a death knell for a small business.
The Commanders. Yeah. The NFL's Washington Commanders can't fucking cut a check for $14,000 out of one of their charities.
Gonna have to move some things around. Hang on, tell them to cash it on Friday.
Yeah,
you might have uncovered some fraud.
Exactly. It's every shady company you've ever worked with. Okay. The Commanders replied. They said, we've reached out to the fan and sent an electronic payment directly to his account. It was a bank error, and we have reached out to the bank to determine what happened and ensure it doesn't happen again, like not keeping enough money in our accounts. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. 50-50 next. Raffles.
Snyder was paying off all those PIs.
He's got a lot of checks.
Those
dude.
Checks cleared.
He's got a lot of checks, dude, doesn't he?
Yeah, he was probably paying him from accounts that are just not his.
Yeah, shady accounts. Yeah,
oh, right. That's accounts. He's having to move money around all the time. He's the shadiest, dirtiest motherfucker. Yeah. More on that on the Hive Hour subscriptions, Spotify subscriptions, patreon.com/hardfactor. The Hive Hour is the middle of the week release, and we talked a lot about Dan Snyder and the Commanders. Pat's also a Commanders fan. Wes is, you know, like a Commanders acquaintance, you'd call it, maybe.
I'm a 49ers fan now.
49ers fan, Commanders acquaintance. You grew up around the Commanders.
Yeah, I can care less.
Yeah, so anyways, there's some insight there from some people with some there knowledge of the Commander situation, if you want to hear that. Okay,
almost
next.
A century's worth.
Yeah, centuries three worth. Of us. Yeah, and to clarify what's happening with Arizona Iced Tea, again, another very potentially devastating business decision. Now, this is listener at Josh0213. He tweeted, like we were saying on yesterday's show, we have a serious problem in Ohio at Hard Factor Will and Mark. He showed us $2 for $3 for the grape buys, the Arizona grape buy cans. And
I
so,
don't get it. We just did the story that said the CEO of Arizona would never rate.
He released that in August, Mark. August.
Just blowing the CEO.
He released that in August. I know. This is my fault. So because I did that fun fact, because he released that in August, I say, at Don Voltaggio, at Drink Arizona, what's going on here? No response yet. And the reason we didn't talk about it yesterday about the response is I'm trying to give him time to respond, but this is devastating news. No response.
How long does he need?
Is that over 24 hours, Mark? And there's been no response.
How long does he need to say, I went back on my lifelong promise of 2 months ago?
Well, yeah, that 2 months ago, I was bragging I'd never change.
You guys still going to buy it at $1.50?
Oh, it's way better than Snapple still. I mean, it's delicious.
I'm probably Arizona. Just not going to get any tea.
That's true. You probably just moved to like a Gatorade.
Can't be that good.
Yeah. Arizona, though, is delicious. If I get a tea, it will be an Arizona green tea. It's the best. It's still the best.
It's still 99 cents here, but.
Right, it might be rolling out. That's what the worry is. Is Ohio not only the first anal only state, but also the first to see the grape pie go away?
Don's many cream pie and us.
Ohio's not looking good.
Many are asking. JD Vance is bringing in a dark period, dark phase.
Gonna be shoving Arizona iced tea cans up their asses over there.
It's going to get crazy in
They're
going
to lose so much business if it's $1.50. You can't go from 99 cents to $1.50. That's 50%.
Two for three is still
markup.
Pretty good, though.
Yeah. Yeah, but
put the picture back up.
Thank you to Josh in Ohio for sending us this.
They don't have the 99-cent. I don't see it, at least.
No, it's not on the can. That's what I'm saying. It's a serious concern.
That's bad.
It's a serious concern, guys. It's a serious concern. And the last serious concern on the bad business side, President Biden has decided to release a total now of 180 million barrels of oil from the strategic reserve this year, bringing it to its, or keeping at its lowest level since 1984. He just released the last of that now to help gas prices come down. And he's now claiming that it's going to save everybody money. Katie Pavlich tweets, Biden now arguing the depletion of the strategic petroleum reserve will actually save taxpayers' money. So I said, that's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for him. Because Biden claims that simply stating his intent to refill those 100 million barrels that have been depleted from the strategic reserve at his desired price point of $67 to $72 per barrel is all that's needed to bring the price down from the current price of $86 a barrel where it is today. So
yeah, he's got it all figured out.
Yeah, so basically, you know, even in the face of waning demand due to the impending recession that he helped Trump create and the Federal Reserve probably create, he's saying that, you know, I'm going to say, all right, sell me this for $67 to $72 a barrel. I know it's 86, but sell it to me for now. So that's going to fix it.
I was reading the Discord. Didn't he finally say that we should produce more oil though?
Yeah, he did, but he hasn't made any policy changes yet. Right. So
That's a good sign though. If he's saying finally that we should produce more oil in the U.S.,
it is a good sign. But right now, the way that he's doing it, he reminds me of a fantasy football player like loudly offering a trade that nobody's going to take him up on. Like, trade me your best barrel for $20 less than it's worth right now. You know you want to do it, Jack. Like, yeah,
that's not going to happen, but I'm talking about the fact that he's finally said for the first time that he wants to produce more oil in the U.S. The oil companies aren't going to give back profits. They're not going to lower the rates of gas.
Said that out of his mouth. We'll see if he says it out of his policy.
Just say it. Just bringing it up.
No, it's a good sign, right? If the policy follows the mouth, that is a good sign. But on its surface, just saying that, because I want these for this price, therefore the price will exist.
Okay.
Is a bold strategy, Cotton. We'll see if it pays off for him. And finally, as promised, in amazing business news to finally burn this episode all the way down. Burn this one down. Florida Circle K gas stations will begin selling three kinds of gas next year, fellas. Oil fuel, propane tanks, and that diesel killer kush, a.k.a. cannabis, sativa, marijuana, sensi, ganja, weed, whatever you want to call it. Circle K is going to have it for all 700,000 Florida medical marijuana card holders starting next year in 2023 at 10 pilot locations out of 600 total Circle Ks in the state. So that's what it's going to look like.
I would not trust weed from a Circle K.
It's going to be in a store next door called Rise, but...
You got to get your weed from Circle K, bro.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be great stuff.
It's convenience. Yeah. Circle K, which turns out is a Canadian convenience store company, did not know that, has partnered with cannabis goods company Green Thumb Industries to sell medical marijuana at the Rise dispensary additions, right? They'll add on to these Circle Ks at the 10 pilot stores. It's like going to be
They have armed guards at every Circle K now?
Do they have armed guards? They don't have them at my...
They have...
This invites a lot of shit.
No, I think they usually have one person. It depends on the state, but they have one person in there to check you in, and then there's a policy where you can't have too many people inside the facility, and they have to let you in.
Different stores have different policies.
They don't need
good
a cop.
Good for Florida. We're going to get some great news out of this.
Oh, it's good for us. It's good for everyone.
It's like, you know when breweries add a food truck? Circle K is adding a weed truck, basically.
You could have a sub show of Florida Man Friday called Circle K.
The Rise. Rise. Yeah. These are called the Rise Dispensary Express. They'll be put on. So this move follows a similar move by the Canadian Circle K's, the original stores called Couche Tards, that added fire and flower stands in Canadian retail stores in 2021. So they've already done it in Canada. They know it works. So they're bringing it now to Florida as their test spot in the United States. Also in Toronto, Uber Eats recently started delivering weed. So someday the smarty pants is in D.C. You'll figure out it's a good thing to legalize and end the senseless prohibition. But until then, you know, I'm just going to keep smoking it anyways, like I always have been. So
when I first heard the story, I was thinking that it was just going to be like, you know, like the shitty, like, you know, Delta 10 or whatever you can get at some gas stations.
Legit weed, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's, if it's actually out of a medical marijuana dispensary, that's different.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be added on. It'll have, be completely.
You'll
separate
know the name of the strand. Yeah, you'll be able to get.
Right.
It'll
be
just like any weed store. It's just going to be bolted onto a special kit.
They're just going to have six options instead of 20.
It's like a Subway at a gas station.
Yeah. It will be
sour diesel.
And because it's at, because you're going to get your gas from the gas station at Circle K, you might want to do some Special K afterwards because you'll feel so good.
Girl Scout cookies. Yeah, just the actual ketamine.
Yeah, right. Yeah, just actual. You'll go from the dispensary to the illegal weed guy, the illegal drug guy, and then you'll be like,
"That's right.
I was at Circle K. I want the Special K now."
Yeah,
maybe.
That's great for us.
It's gonna be a good time. It's good for news. All right, wheel time. Who's gonna be the cup of coffee in the big time tomorrow?
It's Will on High Five.
Mm-hmm. Will is on High Five. Ooh, the it's wheel
close.
Twice.
It's close. Oh, the wheel's
Pat.
Dick and
100% Pat. 100% Pat. All right. Pat, we'll have your cup of coffee in the big time tomorrow to close out the week for Friday. Thanks for listening as always. Don't forget to make a smart business move this Saturday by watching the Meeting of the Boobs on youtube.com/hardfactornews. Again, that is the best interview we have ever done.
Put in the calendar, put a reminder in, because if you watch that, and I don't know, you don't have to be a college football fan, but if you watch that before college football, you're going to want to run through a brick wall. If you don't like football, you're going to want to do chores or go outside and play with the kids, or go to the park, whatever. You're going to want to do something active after
exactly.
watching that.
You're going to be jacked up.
Yeah. The blood will be flowing.
Get your wife a boob job.
Yeah. You're going to be. Yeah. You might be motivated to do that. We're tagging a must watch on that one. You got to watch it.
Must watch.
But most importantly, get out there and have a great fucking day.
Yeah. No, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Okay. Now get out of here.
That's
right
a little
now.
Rough, right? No.